This is the American Forces, Vietnam Network. This is ASVN, serving the American fighting land 24 hours a day from the Delta to the DMZ. With transmitters in Grand Prix, Da Nang, Quy Nhon, Quy Tru, and Mat Trai. With the team network station in Saigon, Vietnam. The sun, the surf, the air. It all feels special when you spend your three-day in-country R&R at China Beach. For 3 days, you relax, sleep late, and just enjoy. Put in for that three-day in-country R&R and find out what China Beach is all about. It's 0700 hours. A skyjacking and a call for the death of the cosmonaut. Make news at this hour.
CSN News, filed from commercial and military news agencies.
Good morning. A man and woman skyjacked a Plymouth International passenger plane with 108 persons aboard today and collected $100,000 in ransom after forcing the plane to land at Monterrey, Mexico. The passengers and two stewardesses were permitted to leave the plane, but the pilot, co-pilot, and flight engineer were held as hostages. The local Plymouth manager drove up to the parked plane in an armored car and delivered the $100,000 to the skyjackers. The plane had apparently received clearance to take off for an unknown destination. This was reported variously as Trinidad, Cuba, or some other port in South America. The plane originally was on a flight to San Antonio, Texas, from Acapulco, with a stop in Mexico City. The three Russian cosmonauts who died aboard their spaceship Wednesday morning apparently were killed by a sudden depressurization of their cabin and a fatal rise in their blood pressure. This was reported tonight by Western communist sources whose identity cannot be disclosed. They said this was decided by a Soviet government medical commission after a two-day inquest into the cosmonauts' death. The sources said the spaceship's landing cabin was damaged slightly during its separation from the orbital compartment. They said a tiny hole was created in the cabin wall. The hole became enlarged when the craft's braking rockets were fired immediately before the space crew began their entry into the Earth's atmosphere. The larger hole caused the sudden depressurization in the cabin and a fatal rise in the cosmonaut's blood pressure. A train carrying a group of children on an excursion has derailed near Chester, England. CBS News correspondent Adam Rayfield has details from London.
A day at the sea became a day of horror for a train full of British schoolchildren today. Two of them are reported dead after their train was derailed in a deserted station in northern England. At least four more children are seriously injured. Many others who were injured have been rushed to hospital. At least 30 children have suffered minor injuries. The train was an excursion special. On its way home to Crewe, 150 miles north of London, after a day at the seaside in North Wales. Passing through a deserted station at Waverton, the last two cars were derailed, and two children were trapped in the wreckage. The two who have since reportedly died. These are initial reports only. The whole picture has yet to become clear. At the moment, a major rescue operation is underway. This is Adam Rayfield for CBS News in London.
Defense Secretary Laird ordered the Rand Corporation today to surrender custody of all classified documents in its possession. His action follows the leak to newspapers of a top-secret Pentagon study on the Vietnam War by Dr. Daniel Ellsberg, a former employee of Rand. Rand, a private think tank, performed secret research for the military under special contract. It also had withdrawn today its special access to cryptographic information, intelligence, and nuclear weapons design. Despite the tightened security in action, it is not expected to restrict RAND's operation severely. RAND President Henry Rowan said in a statement he supports the new security precautions. Elsewhere in the news, troubles already for the new postal system and its head, Wynton Blum. UPI correspondent Jim Lounsbury has the story in New York.
The new United States postal setup has already run into a whole lot of trouble. Employees have turned down a $750 million pay raise offer, and two postal union locals of New York have voted to authorize a strike later this month. A strike would be illegal under the new setup. Black postal workers don't like the personnel policies of the new setup, and more trouble is coming from mass mailers who are trying to force new postal rates down. Congress was not too happy with Wynton Blum, the Postmaster General, so they decided not to vote all the money Blum requested. Since the Blum says that may force a raise in third-class mailing rates. This is Jerome Berry of New York.
The government reports there was a drop of 0.6% in the unemployment rate during June. The White House termed it a very significant improvement. But the figures also disclose that actually the number of unemployed increased by more than 1 million. There are now, according to the report, more than 5.5 million persons unemployed. Democratic National Chairman Lawrence O'Brien says it's the highest total in 10 years. He disagreed with the Nixon administration's assessment of June being a good month in employment. An official of the United Mine Workers Union has charged advance notice of inspections as being given to mine operators. As Dr. Lauren Kerr put it, there is evidence mine officials are being forewarned 6 to 24 hours of a federal mine health inspection. He made the statement in Washington at a hearing studying the Bureau of Mines enforcement of coal mine safety laws. Many of the nation's highways are clogged with motorists bound on outgoing outings over the long July 4th holiday weekend. The National Safety Council estimates that between 520 and 620 persons might be killed in traffic accidents. Finally, spectators watched horrified as 69-year-old Rosanna Hamer drove her car straight through a wire fence. It somersaulted three times on an 80-foot cliff near the Bournemouth Seaside Resort in England. The vehicle landed on its wheels and slowly turned over. She crawled out, straightened herself, and said, "Where's my purse?" This is Air Force Sergeant Jim LeRoy, and that's AFBN News to the hour.
AFBN News, files from commercial and military news agencies.
The Dow Jones Closing Stock Averages, another feature of the American Forces Vietnam at Work News Department.
Southwest Mutual News, first call, markets at a glance. So the story today was lower in light trading on both stock exchanges. On the big board, the average New York Stock Exchange share gained just 1 cent in very light trading of 9,960,000 shares. Bonds were steady and U.S. government bonds were steady in quiet trading. On the American Stock Exchange, an average share of 3 cents, trading with 2,310,000 shares. London stocks were firm, cotton futures were mixed. Chicago grain futures, we closed down 1 to up 0.3%. Corn down 1/2 to up 1/4, oats down 3/8 to up 3/8, and soybeans down 3 1/4 to 4.5. There's a very even break on the big board today, with 679 issues moving ahead and 640 in decline. The most active was RCA, closed at 35 5/8, down 5/8. Reynolds Metals at 26 was also down 5/8. AT&T 45 1/4, down 1/8. Commonwealth Oil Preferred, 25 3/8, down 5/8. Warner Lambert at 74.5 was down 1 3/4. Eastman Kodak at 75 1/8 was down 1. General Telephone and Electric Corporation, 32 1/4, up 3/8. Eastman Hatton Corporation at 49 3/4, up 5/8. Georgia Pacific at 48.5, up 1/2. And Martin Marietta, 21 1/8, down 3/8. On the American Stock Exchange, Burroughs Southwest, closing at 29 3/8, down 1/8. That was the most active issue. Then it was Hillenbrand at 37, down 1/4. Gould Incorporated Warrant, 10 3/8, up 1 3/4. Techstar at 7 3/8, down 1/2. Tier 1 Imports at 38 3/4, down 7/8. And General Battery at 27 3/4, down 1/4. We don't have the Standard & Poor's final figures today, but we do have the Dow Jones. The closing stock averages for 30 industrials, down 2.84, closing at 890.19 for the week, and we won't be moving that figure again until Tuesday. 20 transportation items up 0.57, 15 utilities down 0.23, and 65 stocks down 0.38. Time for a few business items. Probably no surprise, more companies declared extra dividends and more resumed dividend payments last month than in any June since 1967. It's reported from Standard & Poor's today, whose final figures on their stock averages come in just a little bit late for this broadcast. We've been phoned for it, but the girls went home early to death, so that's why we don't have the Standard & Poor's. General Electric Company has joined the Exodus, announcing today it will build a headquarters in Fairfield, Connecticut, and move 500 of its 3,400 employees in New York City to the new site in mid-1974. The story I read today, question that there still could be a zoning problem, but this story sounds like GE is quite sure they're going to Fairfield, a 100-acre tract near the Merritt Parkway out that way. That's this time, we're from Mutual Financial Desk in New York.
The Dow Jones Closing Stock Averages, another feature of the American Forces Vietnam Network News Department.
Oh, tennis from New York. Yvonne Guinadon is the new queen of tennis, winning the women's single title of Wimbledon on center court, and the manner in which she won was spectacular. Miss Guinadon devastated Margaret Court in 63 minutes, 6-4, 6-1. Mrs. Court was never in the match, 28 years old, 9 years the senior of her opponent, and normally a slow starter. She never had a chance. A monumental surprise, Yvonne Guinadon took it in this manner, for her inexperience against top competition was the only question mark about her chances. But she looks like the seasoned player, and this victory should establish her as the one to contend with in coming years. Meeting her press later, Miss Guinadon, though she won the French Championship recently, admitted she didn't think she was ready for Wimbledon. Now tomorrow, the men's final will be decided between America's Stan Smith and Australia's John Newcomb, the defending champion. Smith is an Army private, nonetheless, and that's a key to this game. And a victory by Smith would give the United States its first Wimbledon men's title since Chuck McKinley won it all 8 years ago. Australia captured the men's doubles today. Rod Laver and Roy Emerson defeated Arthur Ashe and Denny Ralston in 5 sets. So Australia has 2 of the 4 major Wimbledon titles, the women's singles and men's doubles. What sports we got tomorrow? Around 3 clubs, Baltimore, Boston, and Detroit. The Red Sox are just 2.5 behind the Orioles. The Tigers are 5.5 back. Boston, a month ago, led by 4 games, fell behind by 4, then by 8. But in the space of the past week, the Red Sox have sliced away 5.5 games in the Orioles' lead. Boston's pitching is still suspect, and they did try to deal before the trade deadline. But the hitting is there. The Sox have punched across 30 runs in the past 4 games. Baltimore manager O'Weaver thought the big challenge would come from Detroit, which he thought had more balance. But at the moment, it's Boston, and the Orioles, confident from the start, might have a long summer. More in a moment.
You know that a long month ago now.
I'm working. You won't come?
You are every day.
And that's ASPN's morning report of news, stocks, and sports for this, the third day of July, 1971.